Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des Cahill's here with the sports news. Morning, Des.
Yeah, morning, Gavin. Well, Shamrock Rovers enjoyed their first win of the UEFA Conference League last night, their final game, of course, in it. But goals from Graham Burke, Danny Grant and John McGovern gave the Hoops a 3-1 victory over the Maltese champions, Hammerin Spartans. Now, Graham Burke, with his goal from the penalty spot, moved level with David McMillan as the League of Ireland's record scorer in Europe. That was his 14th goal. And while they won't advance, the win is worth €400,000 to Rovers. Afterwards, their striker Rory Gaffney told Tony O'Donoghue he's glad they've reached the end of a very long season.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Christmas. I suppose we have a week to Christmas Day, and I suppose we get back training early January because, you know, I full eyes on next season again.
55 games, and it was a remarkable season, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely unbelievable. Obviously, we're a small bit disappointed with how the group stages have gone, but I think if you offered us the season, you know, the 1st of January last year, we'd have snapped your hands off for it, but I suppose we always want more, and that's what we'll be pushing for in 2026.
January last year, and you weren't even sure of a contract.
Yeah, I wasn't sure I was capable of playing professional football again, but thankfully the body's held up, so we keep pushing again.
More than held up. I mean, you know, your cup final performance, but not even that when you look at the league campaign and in Europe. Now, I'm amazed you didn't score tonight because you had so many chances.
Oh, geez, yeah, we all did. Myself, Graham, Danny Grant, I think we could have had a hat-trick each. Just, you know, fair play to their goalies. He's made some good saves, but I suppose we've bad misses and just the ball wouldn't go in the back of the net. But thankfully John McGovern got the, I suppose, sealed it in the 90th minute.
Yeah, and Shelburne also had a good result. They earned €133,000 with an excellent scoreless draw away in Slovenia against Celje, who were quarter-finalists last year. A week in Crystal Palace were forced to settle for the playoffs. They were held by 10-man Finnish side Cups to a 2-all draw at Selhurst Park. Now, Rory McIlroy's great successes in 2025 have earned him the BBC Sports Personality of the Year award. The 36-year-old won the Masters back in April to complete the very rare career Grand Slam of golf's four major titles. His success makes him the first golfer to win the award since Nick Faldo in 1989, the year McIlroy was born. He's also the first Ulster man to win it since AP McCoy in 2010. McIlroy, of course, is one of 12 nominees for the RTÉ Sports Person of the Year award this weekend. To rugby now, and Ulster bring their strongest side to the Aviva Stadium tonight for the big URC clash with Leinster. The Australian international prop Angus Bell is set to make his first start for the province, while Ireland centre Stuart McCluskey returns from a recent groin injury to start at 12. The Ulster head coach Richie Murphy was asked how tough it is to take on Leinster in their own backyard.
It's definitely right up there. Like, you know, that they are the current champions. I think people are being a little bit disrespectful, saying that they're not playing particularly well, but they are winning. They're a massively physical team. I think they've changed. They've gone away from their DNA of being the sort of open, free-flowing rugby to playing a pressure, squeeze you and run over the top of you type team. So physically, it's... you have to be right on it. And I suppose Munster's blueprint of how they stopped the Leinster momentum is something that people can learn from. But it takes a lot to be able to stop that juggernaut when it gets going.
It's a shame. Maybe people are going to be a bit disrespectful, but their results are probably not what they want. They're obviously one that they are beatable this year.
They are beatable, but, like, you know, they lost two games in France, or two games in South Africa, and when their team wasn't there, and a Munster game when their team was just coming back together for the first run out. So, like, you know, I still think they're doing more than enough to win the games that are in front of them. So, you know, it's a massive challenge for us. You know, our ability to play against that defence, you know, and get ourselves on the front foot is going to be huge. And our ability to deal with the contact area, both in attack and defence, is going to be big.
Yeah, Leinster versus Ulster kicks off at 7:45 tonight. It's live on RTÉ Radio 1 Extra. At the World Darts, three-time champion Michael van Gerwen was made to work really hard by the Japanese debutante Mitsuhiko Tatsunami before Van Gerwen emerged 3-1 winner. In boxing, Anthony Joshua weighed in almost 2 stone heavier than the YouTuber Jake Paul for tonight's controversial heavyweight bout. it's part of an unusual stipulation. Heavyweights normally don't have to make any weight, but Joshua was required to come in under 17 stone 7, which reflects the gulf in experience between the fighters. He tipped the scales at 17.5, Paul, which is 2 stone lighter, 15 stone 7. In the third Ashes test, Travis Head hit an unbeaten 142 for Australia in their second innings after England were all out for 286. Australia have reached 271 for 4 and lead by 356 runs. The Irish women's cricket team play South Africa today, and racing is at Dundalk.